This MP3 is made possible by Down Home Barbecue. Call 832-452-9127. 5 years in business, 30 years cooking. I'm speaking with the MVP. I think it was regular season MVP and finals MVP. Wasn't it Dominique Canty of the Israeli League? Wasn't that right?
You know what? Y'all know better than I do. I think it was both, though. Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk about just the experience first, the regular season, and then the supposedly historic run you guys made to win a championship.
Well, during the regular season, we had some ups and downs. We had people in and out, people hurt. In the end, we finally ended up with two Americans. So, I mean, everybody counted us out. We was not supposed to make it to the playoffs at all. But, I mean, I really don't know what happened. Everybody just got focused. People was knocking down shots that, you know, we knew they could hit because they hit them in practice. And, you know, other people stepped up. So, I mean, we pulled it out.
And when you guys, it was a four-team tournament or a playoffs? How's that work? What's the format?
Yeah, four team tournament. It's the best of five each round.
And you were the fourth seed, that your team?
Yeah, we.
So that means you guys beat the top seed first.
We beat the number one team over there, which was Ramata Sharon, and then we beat the number three team, which was Rama Hen.
And your team name is? Pronounce it for me, because I couldn't do it.
Hapoel Tel Aviv.
How'd you end up over there?
I was there last year. Team called B'nai Uda, and it's a nice city over there. And I always knew that I was gonna go back because it was just like America. It was very Americanized. Everybody over there spoke English. Good restaurants, nice clubs. So you know, it's a nice thing.
Was it any turmoil, Middle East turmoil, things like that, anything like that over there you experienced?
It was maybe. This year, maybe one bombing over there that I think it killed like six people, injured like 33 people. But other than that, it was nothing.
Now, based on, I guess, the number of teams in the league, did you have to travel at any time? Were you worried? Did you feel like you were in danger?
No, not at all. The way it is over there, everybody is like 15, 20 minutes away from each other. So you really don't have to like get on a plane, travel anywhere, or get on a bus and travel anywhere. We can just drive in our cars and just go to the gym.
How often did you keep up with either Coach Cook or Coach Chancellor to tell them how well you were doing?
Actually, my agent was doing that. I didn't have a computer over there, so I really didn't have access to email, and it's kind of expensive to call. But I talked to Coach Chancellor maybe two or three times when I was over there. Actually, Coach Cook had came over there. He was coaching with the team from Russia, so I had a chance to see him. I didn't talk to him much, but my agent was sending them clippings and everything, letting them know what I was doing. So,
how has that experience prepared you for this coming season at WNBA?
It helped me more with my confidence because over there I was like the go-to player. I was the one who got everybody involved, the one that the coach went to in the last seconds. So, I mean, it prepared me for this because Coach Chancellor said he's going to let me play this year, so we're going to see how that goes. But it kept me in shape, kept me focused, kept me motivated, basically, to try to win a championship this year.
Are you going to hold him to that? Because I heard him say he's going to let you play this year. You going to hold him to that promise?
Okay, you heard him. You heard him. Coach Cook heard him, so I'm going to hold him to it.
You've been in practice 2 days now.
Mm-hmm.
How in these 2 days been without Tina? She's resting the ankle.
Yeah.
But how does the team look to you?
We're looking great. I mean, we have some things to work on as far as our defense is concerned. But other than that, I think, you know, the young players is coming in and playing like beasts down low. The vets still doing the usual. So I think we're going to have a pretty good team.
And what's it like, I guess, playing with Tamika Dixon now instead of against her?
I like that a lot better. I hated guarding her on the wing because she's so quick, you know, and she got a nice little pull-up jump shot. But she's a great addition to our team because she brings so much, you know, offensively and defensively.
And now that, I guess, do you have an idea if you're going to play with Dawn or with Tamika or all three of y'all on the floor at the same time? What?
You know what? You got to ask Coach Chancellor that. I have no idea what's going to go on with that. But I just know either way it goes, you know, it's going to be a good thing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
This interview was presented to you by Down Home Barbecue, specializing in catering. We'll travel. 5 years in business, 30 years cooking. Visit the website at downhomebarbecue.com.